brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, the 22nd day of October 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Coming up later in the broadcast, we're scheduled to have Willie Nelson on with us. Then Naomi Wolf, dealing with martial law in the United States and her book, The End of America. And then Lindsey Williams. He said, 2 months ago on this radio show, 3 months ago, told Dr. Stan Monteith, fellow Genesis talk show host, behind the scenes 3 months ago, even a month before he went public, that oil prices were going to drop down to about $55 a barrel in the next 4 to 5 months. And it turns out he was right about that. So amazing information from him. But the top story today is we have Joe Biden, Colin Powell, another former Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright, and many others, the German president, the French president, the British prime minister, all coming out and saying there's going to be a terror attack in the near future. Now, Albright's saying it's going to be a terror attack. Biden's talking about some type of challenge coming up in late January. Powell saying on the 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd. They're even naming dates. Then they won't say what the crisis is. Some are saying it's economic, but foreign world leaders are saying it's going to be terrorist. This is a big deal. We have these individuals talking like this. So I wanted to play a clip of Madeleine Albright on national television from CNN. Here it is.
I want to ask you what you thought of what Joe Biden said yesterday in terms of this idea that now Senator Obama, if he becomes president, will be tested by an international crisis within the first 6 months. John McCain certainly picked up on that. Let's listen to what he said yesterday.
If Senator Obama is elected, Senator Biden said, we will have an international crisis to test America's new president. We don't want a president who invites testing from the world at a time when our economy is in crisis and Americans are already fighting in two wars.
Oh, no, sitting there, what Senator McCain thought about this comments. What did you think about what
Senator
Biden
said? Well, I think it's just a statement of fact, frankly. And in my book, I talk about the fact that there are a lot of big issues out there, but that also something unexpected, you always have to be prepared for that.
All right, folks, so there you have it. I want to specifically go over Colin Powell's statements on Meet the Press. Colin Powell warns of coming crisis we don't even know about right now. Story by Steve Watson at Infowars.net. Colin Powell has made a bizarre comments that echo the recent declaration by Democratic VP candidate Joe Biden that there will be an international crisis early into Barack Obama's presidency that will test the new president by forcing him to make unpopular decisions. What will those be? Speaking on Meet the Press a few days ago, Powell officially endorsed Obama and also made the following cryptic statement. And I quote, the problems will always be there, and there's going to be a crisis which will come along on the 21st, 22nd of January. I mean, he's being so specific with this, even naming dates. Let me finish the quote. The problems will always be there, and there's going to be a crisis which will come along on the 21st, 22nd of January that we don't even know about right now. You don't know about it, Powell, but you're listing the dates. So I think that the president has to start to do is to start using the power of the Oval Office and the power of his personality to convince the American people and convince the world that America is solid, that America is going to move forward, that we are going to fix our problems, that we're going to meet our overseas obligations. Now, that's into the clip up on Infowars.net in this article in 2 minutes, 35 seconds into it, if you want to go watch that. And later we're going to be playing that on air. Now that suggests that it's going to be an economic crisis. Most of the others are implying that it's going to be a military/terrorist crisis. So we'll see what happens. One commenter in the story said, Powell is saying the U.S. will default on its debts on the 21st, 22nd. And I agree with the person posting. That is what it sounds like. The problems will always be there. And then he went on to say it'll be the 21st or 22nd of January. So we'll come back and cover this vital question when we get back.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95, and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta engine treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
Do you know that there's treason going on? You can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is a place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be." Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat, something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit survivalproperty.com. That's survivalproperty.com."
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got Naomi Wolf coming up in about 55 minutes from now. She's written the best-selling book, The End of America, and she now sounds just like this talk show host, very prominent in the progressive liberal community. She's coming out talking about the plans for martial law in the United States. And don't think that if John McCain or Barack Obama get elected, this will stop. They are literally controlled by the military-industrial complex, and she's going to be on talking about that today. In fact, she's valiantly explaining that we're under basically military control by the big offshore banks. And so that's coming up in about an hour. And then Lindsay Williams, who worked as an executive at some of the largest oil companies in the U.S. on their boards, he told us 3 months ago the banks were going to lower the price of fuel, of oil, down to $60. People laughed at him, but he was right. It happened. What's behind that? He'll be joining us in the fourth hour today. But without further ado, for the rest of the hour, I am extremely honored to be joined by my favorite country and Western singer and one of my favorite movie stars as well. But really who he is my favorite humanitarian, a person who is so down to earth. and so decent, involved in so many great causes that I share and that many others share, Willie Nelson. And Willie Nelson joins us from Texas. Willie, thank you for coming on today.
My pleasure. Good to be here. I'm a little bit late. I apologize for that, but it's good to be with you. How you doing?
Willie, don't worry. I only had 3 heart attacks.
Well, I got hung up a little bit. You know how that goes.
Sir, are you kidding? I'm not one-tenth as busy as you, and I'm constantly forgetting interviews or getting the time zone wrong. This is our 4th interview, and you've always made it, and that's just amazing. Willie, there is so much to talk about, so much going on that is developing. I mean, I've got a big list of questions here that I want to go over with you. But just out of the gates, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. You know, I've got some ideas and plans that I think maybe you and your listeners could help me with, too. So as we move along today, I'd like to talk about some of that.
Well, I want to get into the bailout, and I want to talk about the election and the wars and how we're still in Iraq, and I want to talk about how Farm Aid went bigger than ever this year with Neil Young and others. But let's go ahead now and talk about some of the things and some of the solutions that you've been coming up with. Let's talk about that first today, Willie.
Yeah, well, okay. And let's start out with the $700 billion that, you know, we gave somebody. I'm not sure who it was, but whoever has it, I would like, and I have written a letter as president of Farm Aid to whoever controls that money, that we would like to have $1 billion of that $700, and that would leave $699 for whatever they had planned. But $1 billion is, I think, all we'll need to turn the economy around if we start out taking care of our family farmers. We could put 10 million farmers back on the land, making a living out there, raising food and fuel now that we can, you know, raise soybeans, ethanol, whatever they can grow out there, we can use for both food and fuel. And that $1 billion, I think, would go a long way about changing our negative attitudes that we have and the confidence in ourselves and in our country right now. I think if we invested, stopped all the foreclosure, period, and then invested that $1 billion back with our family farmers, I think that we would begin to turn it around.
Well, Willie, you know of what you speak here. You have been studying the family farm and fighting for the family farm, not just in the United States, but worldwide for, I know, more than 3 decades. And you are uniquely suited to speak on this because you were born on a small family farm with a blacksmith shop with your grandfather and grandmother and family in North Central Texas during the Depression. And in some of your songs and a lot of your writings, you've documented the fact that the big central banks are not our friends and that we have to get back to local community, true sustainability. And you have really put your money where your mouth is, your time where your mouth is, and just done so much, raising hundreds of millions of dollars through Farm Aid and other things you're doing for the family farm. So can you speak from your unique perspective growing up, you know, living this life before you became world-renowned country music singer?
Well, thank you. And also, I believe that, you know, we could talk, you know, the rest of our lives about how we got here, because I think we know and we can put names and faces and places on most of the reasons. But I think if we just say, okay, here we are, let's go forward, and then start thinking positive about everything, that's the first step in turning it around.
Well, I'll tell you what's positive. I talked to multiple members of Congress. They got 1,000-to-1 phone calls against the banker takeover bill, which is really $5 trillion. And so the good news is the American people are not buying in to the banker propaganda, and so they may now be ready to hear some real solutions. With that $1 billion, literal seed money to get the family farm that's nearing extinction jump-started, what are some of the ideas that you have, Willie, to do that?
Well, first of all, we put 10 million. We stopped the foreclosures on the farms and also the houses because what has happened, it's been a domino effect. Back when we had about 8 or 10 million family farmers on the land, we were pretty good off economically because the agriculture is the bottom rung on the economic ladder. And so everybody was doing fine. That was back at the end of the war. And then it was decided that those 8 million family farmers out there, most of them Democrats, were just a little bit too much to handle politically. So they decided, and up until then, they were offering all our raw producers in this country a 100% parity, which is that they would pay for the cost and production of the whatever the producers had, whether it was a farm, a steel, coal, whatever it was, they would pay 100% or parity. And that was during the war. When the war was over, they stopped that process and decided, okay, we'll drop that to a 60 or 70% sliding scale. That way they took 2 million farmers off the land immediately.
Well, there's no doubt that the policies in the last 50 years have completely debased and decimated the family farm and ranch. You know, my family on my dad's side from northeast Texas, my mother's side from right here in Austin and surrounding areas out in Fredericksburg, I mean, I have lived in it as well, not to the extent you have, and just seen the destruction of the family farms and the rise of big agribusiness, which is now cramming all this GMO food down our throats. And NAFTA and GATT hasn't just destroyed the family farm and ranch here in the U.S. It's also hurt Mexico. So we know these policies are bad, and we know they're predatory. We know that you and many others have come up with solutions. And if people go to willienelson.com, you have put a lot of different documents, research, articles up there explaining this to people and showing folks the history. So I want to challenge folks to go to willienelson.com and check out that material. And you also have a lot of information up on the Peace Institute on a host of issues tying into this, you know, getting local control, building back up our communities. Can you imagine, Willie, if they gave the $5 trillion? And they've already doled out over $2 trillion of that to foreign banks. And then they're cutting off the currency, the liquidity to Main Street and the family farm. By design, I have their documents. They want everything to foreclose and implode. And they can come back with all the money they've amassed and consolidate. So, I mean, I'm trying to be positive here, but I mean, to stop what's happening, we've got to educate the public about who the real enemy is here, who the real fox in the hen house is.
That's right, and it's like Obama said. He said, let's put out the fire now. We'll figure out who started it later. And that's pretty much what we have to do. We have to stop the fire. We have to stop the bleeding. And I still think the best way to do that is from the ground up. Go back to our family farmer. He's the one that started taking care of us in the beginning. So let's let him do it again.
Willie, I want to talk about biodiesel because I've really studied the issue. A lot of my family works as petroleum geologists and farmers and also in refineries, so I'm somewhat educated on it. And I know that it was speculation and dollar devaluation that drove up oil. They tried to blame it on some of the farmers, you know, having crops turn into ethanol, which I'm for to a certain extent, but they also tried to tie that into biodiesel. Those are two separate things. I mean, biodiesel, which you're an expert in, so I'd like you to speak to it. That's using waste products that just basically get burned or thrown in the landfill or dumped down the drain. Can you explain the difference between the two?
Well, the key words here are local sustainable agriculture. If you raise it over here and you consume it next door, then you save all the money that it costs for bringing in all your food, all the fuel it costs to bring it in. If you look at your breakfast in the morning, most everything on that plate came from 1,500 miles away. So if you started out with local, sustainable...
We may have lost Willie's cell phone. Willie, are you there?
No, I'm still here. I just sounded like Christmas out there, our ice cream truck.
Yeah, you're a musician. You were listening to that curious tune. Stay there, Willie. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back and let you finish up with true sustainability, not the globalist counterfeit of that, because that's how this can get confusing. Stay with us.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
What beautiful poetry and what a great voice. It is hard to cut that song off, but we will and go to the man himself, Willie Nelson. I'm just so glad in my little life that I've crossed paths with Willie Nelson and get to share a little bit of his precious time. He is just a precious person. We have a lot of celebrities on the show. People know that I don't get all sappy here, but he really is a great humanitarian, and we're honored to have him. WillieNelson.com is the website. Okay, Willie, when we got cut off by the ice cream music earlier, Actually, Russian techno is what it is. We were getting into the difference between biodiesel and ethanol. But at the end of the day, if growing corn for fuel saves farmers, I'm all for it. You know, I think it was the greedy oil companies trying to demonize that because they want a monopoly. But explain to us the difference, Willie.
Well, I think mainly the difference is local sustainable. If you keep it local, then you keep the foreign markets out of it, and there's not trillions of dollars going back and forth and the farmer losing control and the consumer losing all the benefits of having it there. Local, sustainable, organic food is the future. And it's just, when do you want to start? You know, that's just where we're going. That's where we're going. Our economy is forcing us to go back to the basics, which we go back to growing our food, period. Try to have some clean water around, period. And it's down to survival again. And I think a lot of people are facing that right now.
Well, Willie, I mean, you're absolutely right. It's down to survival because the big Monsanto and two other companies are buying up all the heirloom seeds. Their Terminator genetics is spreading into all the other major seed crops. They've infected almost 100% of the Mexican corn varieties that go back over 10,000 years. I mean, we have to get back into heirloom seeds and start having our own gardens. I know I have one wherever I live. I mean, we're meant as humans to be out there in the mud and the dirt, and children love it. I mean, and we are seeing a reawakening, an explosion of community farms, small gardens, and I think a lot of that's thanks to you and others spreading the word.
Well, and there's so many young people out there that know what we're talking about who are already growing things in places that their parents or grandparents never thought would grow. They grow on roofs of apartment buildings in New York City and Philadelphia. They grow in vacant lots. They have found places to grow food because they saw the necessity of it, and it was, necessity is the mother of invention. If it's really needed badly enough, somebody will come up with a way to do it. And local, organic, sustainable food is where we're going.
Well, absolutely. And then we have the revolution of solar, the revolution of wind. These are real local solutions. And we have these atmospheric water generators that give you the cleanest water out there. And Willie, I just now got into this, and I discovered that you've been in this for years. Tell us about the atmospheric water generator that you've lent your name to. I mean, you talk about getting off the grid. This is incredible.
Well, amazingly enough, I found out just a little while ago that the inventor of this water machine is over here in Marble Falls, and he invented it in 1984. So, and I only found out about it a couple of years ago. And when I found out about it, it was a company in Canada and California, which it's an amazing machine because you plug it in. It looks like a office water machine without the top, without the jug of water on the top. And you plug it in today, and tomorrow at this time, you got 6 gallons of pure, fresh drinking water that came right out of the air.
I don't have the website in front of me, but I know the machine's called the Willie Nelson Water from Air Machine. People can just Google that and see some photos of you out at your house. Last week in the Austin American Statesman showing the thing off. And we have it in the office. I now have it at home. And, folks, it goes through 5 different filters. Just an amazing system. And, again, that is the key. That is real sustainability.
It sure is. And now when you throw up a house out there somewhere, you don't have to dig a well. All you need is one of these, some electricity, a generator or whatever. You plug in one of these machines, and they've got them all sizes where you can make 6 gallons a day, or you can make 2,500 gallons a day, 5,000 gallons a day. They have them up to, I think, 18,000 gallons. But this is the water, the 18,000 gallon one, I think, is not drinkable water, but it is water. But they have them up to 5,000 gallons a day that I know about.
Absolutely. One company we've got that's a sponsor tried to send me a big one, and I said, no, I don't have room for it. Willie Nelson is our guest, willienelson.com. Got a big event coming up at the backyard this Sunday with Jesse Ventura, myself, and Willie. We'll tell you about that when we get back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I know exactly what you're thinking when it comes to this economy. The banks are crashing. The stock market's a mess. There's the mortgage crisis. There's the lending crisis. There is the food and gasoline prices through the ceiling crisis. And we are paralyzed a little bit. We don't know exactly how to respond to it. I don't know what to say. What can you do? Do what you can do. That's what you do. You do what you can do. What I can do is I can put some food away. I know there's a global food shortage. I can read it. I can go to eFoodsDirect.com, read hundreds of articles about this. I can go up on the Google website and Google food shortage and see the world's a mess. I know it. You know it. Look at the prices. Look where they're headed. Be prepared. Take care of yourself. You owe your family some security, some sense of self-being, a little bit of self-reliance is a good idea right now. Get some food from eFoodsDirect.com. Go up to eFoodsDirect.com right now. Look, hey, you don't even have to can your own food anymore. We canned it for you. That's 1-800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. 1-800-409-5633. Call us now.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins. Lower blood sugar levels. Annihilate acid reflux. Lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com. It works.
We've got Willie Nelson for another 30 minutes, 5 minutes into the next hour. Then Naomi Wolf joins us. Talk about what the military-industrial complex is up to, and the positive solution to expose that so people understand the agenda so they can't carry it out. And the good news is, in all the polls and the troops I talk to on the street, they are with us against this corrupt world banking system. And so that is the good news. Willie Nelson, there are so many other things going on in this country that need to be addressed. But during the break, we were talking about more positive solutions. What are other positive things that you and folks you're working with are trying to do to make the world a better place?
Well, I think probably most of the things we do and you do, we just do subconsciously because that's the way we think. Whatever we do at the moment, anything that we can do to promote peace, we should do it. We should talk about how peace is more prosperous to us than war. War only benefits 1 or 2%. But peace, we are the biggest, I guess, bullet bomb maker in the world. Arms dealing is what we do best, I guess.
Produce half the weapons in the world, yeah.
Yeah, so, there's a lot of people who think we start wars and then sell bullets and bombs to both sides. And I can see how a guy with an evil intent would think that way.
Absolutely. But, I mean, the war is unpopular. Over 75% of the American people want it to end. We're almost 6 years into it, and looks like Barack Obama is going to win. I certainly hope that he ends it as he said he will do, but he also said he was going to end the wiretapping, but then voted for it. So I'm not holding my breath, but I guess, like you said, we can just keep pushing for it and hope it happens.
Yeah, that's the only thing we can do, is just to get that good positive picture in our minds. I think as simple as it sounds, it's like the golf swing. You got to visualize it, and that's what we have to do.
Willie, we have this event coming up Sunday, and it's special for a lot of reasons, and because a lot of people around the world and the country can't be there. We're going to be streaming it, thanks to you doing that, free over the Internet. It'll be linked up at Infowars.com and TruthNews.us. We'll send a link over to your webmaster, so it'll probably be up there as well. Tell folks a little bit about the great folks at the Backyard, this historic venue that you founded with Tim, and some of the things that are coming up on the itinerary Sunday and Sunday evening.
Well, first of all, Tim O'Connor and I go all the way back to Castle Creek, and in my opinion, he's one of the best music promoters, managers of bars and places where people come for entertainment, that I've been around. And I've been around a lot of good promoters. And I like the way you can depend on what he says. We went from Castle Creek to several different other places, music hall and backyard. And I think whatever Tim wants to do, I'm all for it,
Well, that's going to be an amazing event with Willie Nelson, Jesse Ventura, Alex Jones, and I know Jimmy Vaughn's coming. Just a whole bunch of other great people are going to be there, Willie.
Yeah, I heard Johnny Knoxville might show up, and he is a piece of work, and I don't know if you've ever met him or not, but you should.
No, I haven't met him, but I look forward to meeting him at the event. Some of the other issues dealing with solutions, let's get into Farm Aid. How long have you been doing Farm Aid, and what are some of the things that Farm Aid is focusing in on? What did you guys focus in on this year?
Well, it's still local sustainable agriculture. The first Farm Aid was, I think, 1984. And it came about, I was in Chicago or St. Louis, maybe, and it was the state fair. And me and Big Jim Thomas, the governor, had sort of a ritual every year when I'd come play the state fair. We'd have a bowl of chili and a beer on the bus. And we were talking about how bad the farmer was getting it, and how he used to do pretty good, but now the farmers were losing them at an alarming rate. And we decided that we would do the first Farm Aid. So hats off to Big Jim for helping us do that. I think 21 days later in Champaign, Illinois, is when we had the first Farm Aid.
Willie, I know you don't like talking about yourself, but people that know you know what a kind, gentle, real person. I've talked to a lot of celebrities who've met you and know you or friends with you over the years, and they say Willie Nelson is the most down-to-earth, real person that you'll find. Fame and fortune and being a global icon, there aren't many, and you're one of them, not just of music, but just of culture, period, changes a lot of people. You have so many people who I wouldn't even call fans. They just really appreciate who you are and love who you are. I mean, talk about yourself a little bit. Growing up and your metamorphosis, were you always this centered, always this calm? You're somebody who wrote a whole bunch of the famous Patsy Cline songs and songs that Elvis and everybody else sung and would sell them for $25, $50. You've been a radio talk show host, DJ. You didn't get, though you had all those huge accomplishments, the real fame until the 70s, and then it's just built from there. I mean, was it the fact that fame came later in life that helped you stay centered and not have it go to your head? That's a lot there I threw out, but I'm for folks out there trying to understand, the person, Willie Nelson, and so many people that, have you as a role model, how did you grow? What's the core of Willie Nelson, and what advice would you give people about philosophy of life?
Well, first of all, I come from Abbott, Texas, a little farm and ranch town, and I found out real early that farming was hard, ranching was a little easier. So that was one of the first lessons that I learned. And also learned by hanging out with the farmers and ranchers and local folks there in Abbott that a town survived by taking care of itself. And the farmers were the ones who sustained us. They grew our cotton and corn. And I learned a lot from the guys who, you know, who grew things. And throughout the years, I think I can say that I owe a lot to Abbott and the education that I got just growing up there.
But continuing through your life, I mean, what was it like seeing song after song you wrote being number one hits and, you know, the fact that you, I mean, that's true that you sold what, one of Patsy Cline's biggest hits for $50, or was it $100?
No, actually, when I started out writing poems when I was 5 or 6 years old, and then I learned to play guitar. My grandparents raised me, and I learned, and we learned, me and my sister learned music real early. I would learn a lot from her, but I would play the guitar and write songs. And then I got I was working on the farm. I was making very little money. I was baling hay, picking cotton. And on Saturdays, I'd go down and shine shoes at the barber shop. And also had my guitar there, so I'd sing a song. So I started out playing. So music has always been, you know, a big part of what I did. And well, it still is.
Didn't your grandmother order self-taught catalog or book on guitar playing through the mail, and that basically you were somewhat self-taught?
Pretty much. I learned a few chords, and by playing with Sister Bobby, I would sit on the piano stool next to her, and she would play as she read the music, and I would learn the chords that way. I do know that you know, I was making a couple of dollars a day picking cotton, and one night I went out with the Ray Check band, and I made $8 playing the guitar. So that was my first big success story.
Now, is it true that you got on the radio when you were 13 years old?
Yeah, on KHBR Hillsborough, me and my sister and her husband at the time, and my football coach who played trombone, we had a radio show up there on Saturdays.
That's amazing, Willie. I mean, I think it's safe to say you've probably lived one of already, and so much more ahead of you, a full life.
Well, yeah. I think you could easily say that.
You know, there's that song that Johnny Cash and others have sung, "I've Been Everywhere, Man." Do you think you've probably been more places than Johnny Cash?
Well, I don't know about that, but that's what we do. We travel, and we've been to most places once, and a lot of them several times.
What's your favorite venue to play? Do you have one?
Honestly, yeah, I do. There is a place in Morrison, Colorado, Red Rocks Amphitheater. It's an incredible place to play. And then naturally after that, been places around Austin through the years that I love, mainly because of the crowds. But as venues, as far as venues are concerned, Red Rocks Amphitheater, I think, is the best one.
Willie, when did you move to Austin?
I had been coming here for years playing music, and my sister had moved here, and I had planned on, this is way back there, come to think of it, when we were going to get an apartment in Houston or buy a condo or something, and then I drove up to Austin to visit with my sister, and that's when I decided that this was really the place where I wanted to be. But the year had to be, what, 75, I guess?
Boy, I tell you, and Willie Nelson and Austin sure went together well, didn't they?
Oh, it was, yeah. You know, the university is here. Daryl Royal is here. You know, Joe Jamel come up a lot, and we were just had a lot of fun just listening to the music and going to football games. And those were great times back in Austin in those days.
Amazing. My grandparents, of course, lived in Austin. We'd come down here and visit from Dallas when I was a little kid, and then I moved here in high school. And I remember always telling my parents, I want to live in Austin. I want to live in Austin. It's a lot. I'm not bashing Dallas. It's just Austin is such a great place. Boy, it sure has grown, hasn't it, Willie?
Yeah, it has. Out here where I live, it's amazing how it's built up out here.
Well, look at the backyard. I mean, that used to overlook the hills, and now there's a big shopping mall around it.
That's right. That's right. I guess that's one of the reasons that they're having to move.
Well, it's a historic final event at the backyard. I'm told Tim is sad about that, but I guess all good things, as my grandma used to say, unfortunately come to an end. But there'll be a new one.
Tim is a soldier, you know, and you know, he likes to. You know, what good is a soldier without a good war? So Tim likes to get out there and mix it up with the folks. And I guarantee you, he'll come out on top on this one. He'll have him another spot over there that's just as good.
Absolutely. In fact, bigger and just as pretty there in the hills. Willie, I want to get into some serious issues in the last 15 minutes or so that we've got left with you. But right now, I mean, I know you don't like talking about yourself, but people want to hear from you and they want to hear about you. You are prolific. I mean, you're just into all sorts of businesses and charities and events and causes and are just so accessible for somebody of your highest caliber in the culture. You've written quite a few books, and you wrote The Tale of Willie with a great guy who I've gotten to know separately through some movies I've been in with him. That's Turk Pipkin. And then he wrote The Tale of Willie with you about your philosophy that we were just getting into earlier that really gets into that. But you've got a new book out. You've done a fiction book. Tell us about A Tale of Luck or A Tale Out of Luck.
Well, honestly, there's a writer. His name is Mike Blakely. He's a great guy from Texas and writes a lot of good Western lore and is a real cowboy and knows the lingo. When they asked me to write this book called Tales Out of Luck, and, they had in mind the book and then a movie and et cetera. And I know my qualifications, so I was glad Mike Blakely was here. I gave him some ideas and we talked and he went away and wrote the book. And so we have to give him all the credit.
Well, it's been getting great reviews. Tell folks about the basic storyline for people that might want to read it.
Well, basically, it's pretty much like, real life. It's about a guy who has a bunch of horses and, I think the difference is that when, the stories, there's some few Indians involved and a few thieves and crooks. And so it's a well-written story, and even just the way it starts out, once you get into the first chapter, this is going to be a book.
Willie, shifting gears into some really serious issues we're dealing with, because last time you were bringing it up on your own, and then I kind of glazed over and moved on to the next question. You've seen my film Terror Storm. You've seen my film Endgame for Blueprint for Global Enslavement, dealing with the Bilderberg Group and the global elite. And of course, over the years, you told me you'd seen some of my TV shows and heard the radio show. Overall, positively waking up and getting communities involved and decentralizing, if we can be local and have local control, that will short-circuit these internationalists. But a big part of the solution is identifying them. Watching Endgame or seeing these global elites meeting in secret and setting world policy, what was your take on those two films and, of course, on government-sponsored terrorism itself?
Well, I thought it was very important work that you did and that needed to be out there. People needed to know what happened. And I think all of the things that I've read that you've done and that I listen and hear you talking about are things that people need to know. So, that's why I'm glad to be, on your program so we can both talk about things that together I think we can come up with more ideas and throw them out there and let the people give us some feedback. And let's talk about farmers. Let's talk about local sustainable agriculture. And I think we can turn it around just by talking and having some solutions. Remember the old joke, if there is no solution, then there is no problem.
Well, we're going to break here in a moment and come back with two final little segments for 10 minutes with Willie Nelson. But I'm going to talk to Willie about why he took the plunge for 9/11 Truth, particularly here on this radio show back, I guess, in January, how time flies 10 months ago. You know, why if he doesn't call it courage, he just calls, you know, it telling the truth and you know, just going with it. But that did send shockwaves around the world. And since then, we saw Jesse Ventura go public. We've seen an Italian president go public. We've seen Best Actress this year go public, 9/11 Truth, and the fact that that's exponentially building, and why he thinks 9/11 Truth is important. Willie Nelson is our guest, willienelson.com.
How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features, including call waiting, caller ID, and three-way calling free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com. EOTTech.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Willie Nelson is our guest. Bottom line, Willie, I've talked to a lot of people that have known you for decades here in Austin, people that have worked with you, you know, asking what makes Willie Nelson tick? Because people I admire, I want to emulate them. I want to know who they are. I want to understand them so I can be a better person. Because I don't claim to be as calm or nice or, you know, as freewheeling. People go after me and do bad things to me. I try to control myself, but I tend to want to, you know, go after them or whatever. And I noticed that in your philosophy, you found, hey, it's just better to, you know, be loving, be nice. I mean, bottom line, that philosophy has really held you in good stead. And I kind of asked the question earlier, but you didn't fully answer it. Have you always been this way, or did this develop, Willie?
No, it's kind of like my grandmother said, a hard head makes a sore ass. I went through some times where, I felt like that I knew better than everybody, and it took a while for me to realize that I wasn't as smart as I thought I was.
You know, that old cliche is true. The older I get, the more I know I don't know anything.
That's right.
Willie, 9/11 truth. I mean, you had to know when you went on this show and started speaking out, saying that you believe they blew the towers up and it was an inside job, that you were going to get heat. And talking to people that know you, they say that when you know something serious and it affects the community and it's important to expose it, that you know that it's your job, basically, to shake things up and to put yourself on the line. I mean, did you think about it before you went public for 9/11 truth, or did you just know that it was an inside job and do it?
Well, it just was too obvious that it was an inside. I've seen things implode before. I'm no dummy. So I couldn't see any reason to act like that didn't happen, because it did happen, and that's what I think happened. And why should I worry about what somebody else thinks about what I think?
Well, there's so many declassified government documents that are public where criminal elements of our government and other governments have staged other terror attacks before. I think that's the strongest evidence right there, is that it's admitted Gulf of Tonkin and so many other events were staged. I mean, that's the first question we should ask whenever something happens that allows the good old boys, the establishment, to take more freedom.
Yeah, and you have to admit that there are people in the world who will do anything, period.
You know, Willie, in the past, I hated those people. And as soon as I turned loose and stopped hating them a few years ago, and really, I want to stop them, I want to resist them, I'm going to fight them, but I don't hate them. I really feel sorry for them and realize they're really screwed up, bad people. That took a weight off me. I mean, is that kind of the philosophy you discovered?
Well, yeah, it goes back to the law of karma. There is a cause and effect, whatever you do, you'll get back, whether it's good, bad, whatever. So you sort of plan your own future that way, one thought or one action at a time. And I've seen it happen so many times in my life that I know that's the best way to go, is just get out of the way and let it happen.
Absolutely. We talked privately, and you said that going all over the place since you went on this radio show, that people come up at the events and say, thanks for going public for 9/11 truth. And you were saying the vast majority, 90-something percent, have agreed with you. That's another illustration of how awake the public is.
Yeah, that was back then. That other 3% now, I think, are having second thoughts.
Well, absolutely. That's another untold story. The media doesn't want to touch that. There's polls years ago of 84% believing they're being lied to about 9/11 truth. It's just Willie Nelson had the courage to stand up and say the emperor has no clothes. And to that, we owe him quite a debt, because people that are icons get more heat for their statements than just average Joe Schmo. And so that's why we thank you, Willie Nelson, for your tremendous courage. Go ahead, Willie. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.